Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. How about some headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen? At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Last night, the Heat fall to the Chicago Bulls, 133-124. They're back in action tonight against the 76ers at 7:30. Joel Embiid, he made his return last night with a triple-double, but Nick Nurse says that he will not go tonight. So the Heat, last I checked, were slight favorites. I think they were like 1.5.
Big fragile. I don't know how you stop Maxey, because I don't know if we have anybody can stay in front of him.
Listen, if you can't stay in front of whatever, is it Mattis or you know,
Giddy. Boozy, or, little boozy.
Or, yeah, little boozy. If you can stay in front of those guys, or Giddy, I mean, what the hell is Tyrese Maxey's going to be licking his chops tonight? He goes, oh, man. Hey, guys. Hey, they're still putting Terry Rozier out here. I know. It's crazy.
Like, they're having it right in front of Spo. Spo's right there.
Guys, you believe this? He's not playing Highsmith. I know. It's crazy.
So
the soon move. I mean, like
the problem with yeah, that's the dude from from Avengers. DeSumo.
Yep.
From what's the wizard's name?
It was basically like the Heat were out there, like they were like those coaches.
Doctor Strange.
When the coaches basically stand out there and practice with like pads just to have like an obstruction, but they didn't really try and guard. That's what it was like with the Heat yesterday, trying to stop the Bulls. Ridiculous.
Not even the good Bulls, too. Nope. Their leading score wasn't even on the team. They still score 133.
Although Bazelis,
I think that's the part that just drove me crazy. How's this team score 130 against the Heat?
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And I just don't understand the rotation. I really don't. I don't get it.
What is he like?
I don't get it. I don't know what Duncan Robinson
like,
did.
It's like his maybe Duncan's getting traded.
Oh well, they're really putting his value out there, playing him 11 minutes.
Like, I don't understand why.
And he put him in the last 45 seconds of the game too.
No, but I'm trying to figure out why he only played 11 minutes with the start he had.
He started off, he got into foul trouble. Okay, he did his patented Duncan 2-for-2, but
let me tell you something. There ain't nobody except Pella is also trying to emulate dunks.
But then he takes him out again, and like just never goes back to him. I'm just like, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand it.
We felt this way about Tall Time.
Yeah.
We
ergo like, Marcos's accusations.
Hmm?
Tall Time is fun. I mean, I have a lot of fun watching Tall Time.
You know, you so you think they did anybody question him about it?
About why he didn't start Terry? I don't think
so. No, why Dunks only got 11 minutes after starting on so hot?
I don't know. I don't recall that being asked because I think he was just like, we just didn't defend good enough. I think he was more group setting. I don't think anybody like specifically asked why. Maybe they'll.
So why wouldn't you go with defender?
What?
Why wouldn't you play your best defender?
I don't know. I would guess that'll be asked probably maybe pregame tonight. Maybe somebody will, you know, maybe Ira right, or Anthony asked that today before the game. But I don't know.
The guy who was hot and your best defender didn't play.
Nope.
And you then complain about the defense.
Right.
So, I don't know how you figure
we got the presser from yesterday, Marcos? Is that in the system anywhere?
Yeah, I'm sure I can get it for you.
I feel like that should be. We ran that back last night. It should probably be there.
Yeah.
That seems like if Leroy thinking of that question, then I don't know why the professional's not. I'm just saying. You brag about being journalists all the time.
Why are you taking a blowtorch to journalists?
I shouldn't be able to think of a question that you didn't ask because you're the professional.
You know, you've been a media member a very long time.
Does that make sense? Wow. Does that make sense?
You know, your media career is now spanning longer than your playing career.
Leroy.
You're media.
One of us.
Hey, first of all.
I just blew your mind.
What are you implying?
I like you're saying you're not a professional, but you have done interviews. You have been a media member longer than you were a player now.
Yeah, but I ask questions like that I want to know answers to. I don't ask questions because they need to be asked.
What?
Right? Certain people, like to me, it seems like in this presser that if nobody asked him why did Dunks only play 11 minutes and why when you were having problems stopping him
right.
when you put Hayward Highsmith in,
but
that just seems like
you're right.
Regular question.
But you make that seem as somebody who's not a media professional, and you are a media professional. Only the creme de la creme get on Sports Reporters. Okay, Jeremy Schapp just doesn't call any Tom, Dick, and Mary. You know, like he's going to call the creme de la creme of journalists. That is the pinnacle journalism show, Sports Reporters.
I would say this. I would have to think that he rolled through a lot of names before he got to old Leroy. Let me give old Faithful a call. He's
you're his Tommy Tide. Like that's when Tommy Tide calls me.
Yes.
He's like, damn.
Yes.
Tommy's like, Rothstein isn't picking up. Call Tobin.
Wait. Wow.
Robbie's
more
right.
More Vegas trips as media member than Pro Bowls. I mean, okay.
It's just, I'm saying, like.
And I still have the most Pro Bowls in the station.
I'm just saying. Agreed.
Okay.
You would think they would know. No, we're just saying.
You would think sales would know that.
You would think that.
We're counting Pee Wee
football. We've asked them. We're like, who do you think has the best football career out of all three? Mm. And they're all like, go get Football Reference.
It's amazing that I walk that building every day and they still ask me, who did you play for?
They think you're Lusaka Polite.
Pretty much.
They think you're, you know.
Pretty much.
That's what they think. Pretty they much. Think, yeah, yeah, what's that show, Tobin and Lusaka?
Hey, it's amazing.
Luis is right, though.
Part of why, Marcos.
Yes.
It's why I'm so uncomfortable in public. Hmm. I don't mind talking to people. I don't mind having a good time with people. But if people don't know you and they see you and they think, I don't want to have to sit there and give a 10-minute resume to some random person who wants to know, like, it's awkward. You know what I mean? So when I'm sitting there and I see my picture come up on the TV and I see people starting to look at me, right? I know that the next 30 minutes is going to be number questions. So I'm out.
Yeah, it's rough for me too. You know, had an illustrious Pee Wee football career, so I get it.
Can I just say this?
What's up?
There's two words that should never be mentioned in the same sentence. Marcos and Pee-wee.
You know. Oh, you think it's funny over there? Oh, you think it's funny? Bro. Oh, that's real funny,
hey,
isn't it?
Hey, you funny. Just call it. Wait.
Point for Leroy.
From now on, you don't use the word Pee-wee. You say Little League.
And everyone's a jokester, aren't they? Everyone's like a jokester.
It sounds as somebody saying. In the office says, why is Lusaka Plyto is complaining about the creamer?
it's amazing. But you know what? That's part of the reason why I live down here. Mm. Right?
Because of the creamer?
The creamer's good?
Well, or just to be left alone?
No. Because I'm going to be left alone. But it's still amazing that you can sit in the cab. You can sit in the cab here.
Well, no, I'm very appreciative that you, instead of getting bags of money to be at Radio Row this week, is what you could have done, you decide, I'm going to host Tobin and Marcos for a Super Bowl party.
Really nice of you, dude.
Very nice of you.
Really kind.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I think at some point, I'll do one. But when we did Radio Row, I didn't like it. Right? I don't.
Clearly not, because you ignored Vinny Testaverde'd.
Dude.
How could you do that?
Sorry, dude. I never saw him with that much gray hair.
How could you do that?
He's like, Leroy. Who is that guy? He made Robbie escort him out.
Leroy's like, you're no Bernie.
No. Here's the worst part. The worst part of being down there is these two jackasses hiding behind chairs and stuff, filming Tour.
Oh, that just came up on my memories.
Oh, God.
Talking about his gait.
It was great. We were stalking Tua. Like,
and Robbie comes back filming him. They're like, look, I'm telling you, he's walking pretty good. I think he can play football.
That was great.
I'm like, are you guys crazy?
Robbie was sitting there, and I was like, Robbie, there he is. And, like, Tua was walking very thin, had a limp, and... It's like, I had the camera in my pocket, like my front pocket, and Robbie was like ducking out of the camera.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You guys did more research than Chris Greer.
When Robbie comes over, right, the first thing you got to do is eat a wing. As soon as he gets in the bag, eat a wing. Yeah,
break the seal.
Because he will not touch food until somebody eats it.
Is Robbie coming?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll get to more shenanigans on the other side.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Panthers had a shot last night. Get to a little cat talk here, which is brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Verhage had a look last night. I was like, oh, here comes the one-timer from Swaggy. Stick snapped. Oh. I was like, that's very discouraging to your plans. The stick.
No kidding.
Kind of sounded like the way the president said his
Hickey. But the title couldn't have been won if you didn't have a man named Carter Verhage.
That's kind of how the sticks now.
Can I just say how creepy that sounds?
Verhage.
Could have been won without Carter Verhage.
A man named Carter Verhage.
Stick snap. Panthers lose.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, man. Meanwhile.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
It is good. Listen, the good part about it, as was said, you know, Bennett and Tkachuk are getting going. But, man, those shorthanded goals are frustrating. Good team, like no shame in losing to the Capitals. They're obviously having a tremendous season, but we'll get these last couple in the books. Cats will then get on that run before we get to Four Nations. Do you want me to let you know where it is, Leroy, now? Where all the games are?
Have you done your research?
What do you mean, dude?
Like, you got mad at me for asking a question. Marcos, were you curious?
I was, but when I saw him get all snippy,
snippy? Why are you saying that?
You called him a dum-dum.
I didn't say that.
Maybe.
I didn't say that.
Felt like it.
I didn't say that.
Insinuated.
I got to tell you. I think, me personally, I think you're a little bit hard on your boy.
What?
There's reasons I can't explain.
It's true. You need to cut Leroy some slack. He's just trying to inform himself.
This is ridiculous.
Using his resources.
It is in Montreal.
Yes.
And then it moves to Boston.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Gross so, to grosser.
Exactly. We love Finland here in Boston. Look at all the intangibles on the ice. Nah, I like Sweden. They got more intangibles.
Wow.
Who is more intangibles, Finland or Sweden?
I guess we'll find out.
Never met a black Swede.
What about a Finnish?
Is Clint Capella Swedish? Man, is that not true at all?
No, he is from Switzerland.
Oh, it's a different country.
What?
Wait, is Switzerland another country or is that a capital of Sweden? Swedes and Swiss are different, right?
Jesus.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Welcome to Sweden, not Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland's a different country.
Visit Sweden.com. The first thing that says, welcome to Sweden, not Switzerland.
Sweden's neutral, and Switzerland is where people hide their money, right? Or are they both neutral? Like
Swedish bank account. Swiss bank account. Swiss Army knife.
Vanessa says, Lord, y'all are uncouth.
Yeah, we really don't have
Swedish. Where are the fish from?
I would say that's Sweden.
Ah.
Pella is from Sweden. Mm-hmm. That's why we refer to him as Swedish Swish. Mm. All right. But Boston, I feel like they're going to like Sweden more than Finland.
They're cousins, though, right? Finland. Oh, God. Okay.
Anyway, take a break. We get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats Off a Ship is next. But first, if you guys want to go see Billy Currington at Meisner Park, be caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560.
Come on.
Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 will get a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June. It's a Live Nation show. If you guys want to win those pair of tickets, caller 3 right now to 305-567-0560 will win the tickets.
Yes, and they have to tell me the difference between Sweden and Switzerland. Or just call. That's fine. You can just call. That's fine.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. So Jennifer's leaving us today, yeah? She's going off. Is that why she's not here for Rats?
Yes, she is preparing for a flight, so she is doing what she can behind the scenes before departing.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
All right. Well, what do you got for us today, Jennifer Fragaroa?
Oh, that's pretty good. Number one on Rats for today, the number one thing that makes Super Bowls special.
Mm?
Not the football.
Mm.
Not the halftime show. Not the gathering of good food and good people. The commercials. Super Bowl commercials, dude.
Wow. I'm not rats off a ship on Super Bowl commercials, but I don't feel an urgency to not leave during the game anymore, because it feels like there's two things that have happened with Super Bowl commercials. One, they're just not as good anymore.
Wow.
And second of all,
wow, dude,
what? They aren't.
It's critical.
And then second of all, if I miss them, they're going to be on. Like, if there is a decent one, it'll
That's
be
true.
On Twitter. It'll be on YouTube.
That is true.
And the thing I don't like about it, they're starting to release them early. Like, they've done this the last, like, 5 years or so where, Matthew McConaughey is not. I'm like, well, that the whole point of it. I think the reason.
The whole point of the Super Bowl commercial is that's the first time you've seen
it. Right. That's my big issue with it. So I'm not rats off a ship, but my rats are pretty
You're not as intrigued as you were as excited to see the Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Leroy?
I'm rats off a ship.
Oh, wow.
Leroy.
Like, I don't care. Okay, I'll watch them if I'm there.
It's a tradition.
But I ain't going to never be in a situation where I got the choice. I can go get me another couple of chicken wings or I can watch this commercial. Guess what's going to happen?
Mm.
Okay? So I ain't never said, ooh, I'm going to stop from going to refill my drink. Or I'm going to stop from going over there and getting food to watch this commercial.
Wow.
Whew.
Okay.
What about you, Froggy?
You know what? I think you swayed me with your argument that not only are they available weeks before or like days before at this point, if I miss any, I can go ahead and just catch it the next day. So,
yeah, like I saw, we get like sent like prep stuff from you from certain websites, and they're like, this Super Bowl person, like they had like 9 commercials already. I'm like, well, you guys are ruining it for me. I don't want to No. I'm like, the surprise is the fun part.
Who's singing the national anthem this year?
Ooh, who is singing the national anthem this year?
Because good question. By far will go down as one of the funniest things that ever happened on our show. Robbie singing the national anthem to try to figure out if he should go John, over or under.
Jean-Baptiste?
And Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Louisiana I went to school native. With him. Did you really?
With his brothers.
Hmm.
Yeah. New Orleans is small. Like, there's royalty in New Orleans, so there's families, right, that have been in the music. Baptiste brothers, the Neville brothers, Harry Connick Jr. and his father, Harry Connick Sr. You can go into the rap game with Manny Fresh and Master P and Lil Wayne and Juvenile. But originally, if anybody's ever been to the Jazz Fest, originally it was like the families had a stage, right? So you'd be able to see the Neville brothers. You'd be able to see, you know, maybe the Marcellus brothers, right? Everybody would have like a stage and you go and watch there. It's not like that anymore, but all of the families, and you know what? I'll text him.
The Baptistes?
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Like, it's really not. No, when I tell you that New Orleans is very small and everybody knows everybody, that's not, I'm not, you know, exaggerating. That's factual.
A little inside information on that national anthem.
Let's see if it's going to take long or not. You know, over or under, you know. Let's see.
Practice it with them. Practice on the phone, maybe record it, potentially.
What do you got as number two there, Froggy?
Numero dos. Figgy, thank God she's not here for this one. You know how upset she gets when we mention these brothers.
Oh.
Logan Paul. Ooh. He says he could beat Conor McGregor in a street fight. You rats off the ship on that idea?
No, Conor McGregor is addicted to cocaine. He'll kill you in a street fight.
Okay.
Like, what do you mean? Allegedly. He's allegedly, although he did like my tweet about being high as a kite, Yogi, so I feel like that gives me protection.
He was high as a kite.
I'm not fighting. Hold on. He's in a street fight. There are no rules in a street fight.
Yes.
Okay?
Correct.
To a guy who got accused of rabbit punching.
Yeah. He's a mixed martial artist, and he's probably
taking away the rules.
And you're taking away the rules, and also he's probably fueled up on you know, the devil's dandruff.
Hmm.
Rats off a ship, Logan Paul. Sorry, dude.
Logan, you got
chin checked by Floyd Mayweather. You nearly got sent into the bleachers.
But doesn't a height and weight mean anything?
Logan Paul would be folded up.
Folded
like an old receipt,
wow.
And stuffed in somebody's pocket.
This isn't like, Rey Mysterio.
I don't think people understand that these MMA guys are a different breed.
Dude, it's crazy. Do you know what they do just for practice?
What are they?
Like, they just
choke
each other's heads in for practice
and choke each other out.
Yeah.
Lay on the ground until somebody taps out.
I think Logan Paul's Logan Paul's sorely mistaken. You know, like anybody who thinks that they're gonna go in there. Like, I'm not saying Logan Paul's not a tough guy. You're not a UFC fight. Even Conor McGregor
UFC tough guy. He's a television tough guy.
Yeah, Conor McGregor being washed and being not what he was, you're not beating him in a street fight, dude. All right?
Huh.
When I think of Logan Paul and some of the things that he's done, I think about the tough guy on Saved by the Bell.
Like Mario Lopez?
Yeah. Like, you tough on that show, and you tough in the things that you do, but please don't get it twisted and think you can be tough with tough guys.
Mm.
Okay. Makes sense.
Let's see. Nunya Buzz is like saying Tobin.
Oh, so you got to go on that.
I'm like, well, what? I don't know. I don't see anything.
Hey, I don't see anything.
Spit it out.
Looking.
He just wanted to say hello to you.
Oh, maybe he did just want to say hello to me. I don't see anything, dude. Just
missed you. It says Marco Stell Tobin, as if I know.
Yeah, like, what's up? Let me see.
I don't know. He's distracting us. Task at hand.
I don't know.
Let me see.
He put a story.
I put a story.
Who's he? Durant?
Maybe
can
it's...
Can you stop being cryptic?
Yeah, why are you being cryptic, dude? Why are you being cryptic?
Although you did mention that Kevin Durant...
Durant doesn't have a story. So annoying. Just say what it is, Nunya Butler.
Just say what it is.
Jimmy Butler. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Jimmy Butler playing a bunch of intangibles in basketball. Uh-huh. And short people.
Makes sense. Okay, 12 minutes. Oh.
He posted a song from Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. I don't put any stock into what Jimmy's songs are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't
even
put
though
it.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, even though look, I'm leaving, best seat in the house.
Let's like get it twisted.
Hmm?
Okay. Leaving is different than not playing for the Heat again.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yep. Where were we again?
To a lot of Heat fans, you Justin Timberlake. They didn't go.
Oh.
And the lyrics in that song, it's a song about I think Luke Combs' father dying or grandfather dying. It's a father singing to a son about his death. And it says, even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. So it's you know, he says both. Don't put any stock into that.
What the hell is going on?
Oh,
very sad song.
Happy Nunya Buzz.
Anyway, where were we? Logan Paul, we're all rats off a ship?
No, he can totally beat Conor McGregor up.
You think he can beat Conor McGregor up?
Conor McGregor's a little boy.
Conor McGregor's heart might explode, though, if he tries to fight.
Sure, that's really what I'm worried about. Under the influence. Little boy.
You all right.
Tell him I said that. Me and my boy Bernie coming after you.
What you did?
You know what you did.
Yes. Ready for number three?
Yes.
Number three, gentlemen. You may want to sit down for this one.
I'm sitting down.
Letting your partner have happy time with a robot that looks just like you. Apparently 70% of men surveyed said that they're fine with it.
70% said that?
70. That's a passing grade.
This is a freaky group of people surveyed.
Well, I mean, but a robot looks just like you.
Where are you putting said robot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, first of all,
yeah,
this is like that Netflix movie where the guy ended up with the Megan Fox nanny.
Oh, yes.
And she was not fine with it. Even though the Megan Fox nanny did not look just like her.
Yeah.
She was not fine with it.
Very angry.
So.
Yes. Happy time.
Are you to the point where you just ain't feeling it?
No.
I think it'd be more like, let's say, we were on a Vegas trip, and there was a robot that looked just like you.
Yeah.
How would you feel about Big Spoon and Robot Leroy?
If she having that much of a, like, whoa, there's just certain rules.
Hmm. D says 70% of those guys sound like they need Blue Chew.
70% of those guys sound like, first of all, they need a wife. Right? Like, because I'm like, listen, I've been chasing my wife around for 20 plus years. I'm not going to cheat the process. Because Tobin, right? Come on. Like, listen, you have never chased your wife like you chase her now that you're married. When you wasn't married, not a problem. You get married.
Where does one keep a robot? Like, do you charge it like a Tesla?
Oh, yeah. That electricity bill is going to be through the roof.
That electricity bill.
Like, honey, they seemed to spike when I was on the West Coast. Extra charges.
I think about other things about this. Like, what if she likes that more?
Well, this is what you can't trust.
That would kind of hurt your feelings, right?
This is why I'm a rats off a ship. Can't trust AI.
Can't trust AI.
You know, the way the algorithms work.
Hey, yeah. AI can't pay the light bill. AI can't pay the mortgage.
It's
going to
cost you on the light bill.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go rats off a ship on the robot. I don't trust robots in general.
No, first of all, where are we?
Rats off a ship.
In a relationship that... You okay with having a stand-in? That's part of the fun of it. You actually being able to do it yourself.
Hey, hear me out, though.
What else does this robot do? Laundry? Watch movies?
The question...
A little more time with the boys.
Wait, the question is solely predicated on one aspect of it.
Happy time.
You mean this robot was designed for one thing and one thing only?
Somebody said a robot Jimmy would be more productive than Jimmy.
They're taking our jobs.
I mean, yeah, like just how would that like just, could you imagine like you go home and say, babe, look, you're going on a trip and I don't want to cheat on you.
Yeah.
So I got this.
There you go.
Like, what is it?
I mean, I would prefer that. I guess I would prefer a robot that looked like me than just genuine cheating.
Yeah.
No!
You would prefer just a regular affair?
No.
But if you walked in on her
I would be distraught as, I'm not enough all of a sudden?
You would be distraught, but I'm saying you wouldn't be as distraught if it was a clone robot of you.
No. Like, who cares? Your significant other wants something or someone else.
They want you just as an animatronic.
No.
Can robot me kick my ass?
Of course, it's a robot.
Come on, dude. Wee.
Somebody, Dave Sop said Tobo's robot would run on diesel. So it'd be loud. Okay. No. I'm rats off a ship on this. This ain't happening.
Rats off a ship.
I don't care. Like, I don't understand. Like,
is that my child speaking robot?
I think more men would be more hurt than they think.
Yeah.
Right? They just don't. Like,
it says, I don't know what this group of 70% was, but it said 70% be fine with it.
So it was
70%.
Men. It was 70% of men.
Yes.
Now, flip it all around.
Yeah.
And make it women. There ain't no way.
It probably won't be 70%.
Because because a woman would say, it ain't me, it's cheating.
Yeah.
Interesting. Froggy?
I don't know, man. We got to hear it.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.